Hello, Glass.
Good morning,
hey, Margaret.
Joe.
New week, Margaret.
It is. It
new
is.
Week.
Wonderful week to start off here. At least we haven't got the snowstorm coming here.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Wow.
Busy weekend, Smitty, on the prep beat, as we always cover. Busy weekend with the Reds, busy weekend with the Hoosiers. But we will start off. We had some champions in the pool and champions on the mat.
Well, still unbeaten and still on target to win it all this year. IU bound and Edgewood senior Gabe Kunz, his third career WIC championship over the weekend. This year is the top seed at 170, moving that overall record to 33-0 as Greg Ratliff's red and black left WIC opponents black and blue, winning its second straight conference crown since 08 on the home mats on Saturday. Matter of fact, the Mustangs flat dominant. They got all of their number one seeds through as champions. Freshman Zane Sullivan at 109. Sophomore David Bradburn won at 126. Senior David Hanna having a great year at 138, and senior Red Blake at 152. And sophomore Denver Adlott won at 145. So eight in the finals and six WIC champs. Not bad. Next up, the sectional and the postseason run for the Mustangs. It all starts Saturday at Bloomington North. Mentioning wrestling, Mike Runyon drops by Yogi's Tuesday night for Sports Talk with a couple of his outstanding Panther wrestlers, including newly crowned WIC senior champions Griffin Shermer and Chase Webb, among others, at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. While in the pool, Phil Cold South Panthers, boys and girls, the overall depth a bit too much for Dave Tanner's North Cougs as the purple and white swept the Councilman Classic at Royer Pool. The girls winning for a ninth consecutive year, and the fellas have taken eight of the last nine. E-Infinity, Indiana U-bound, lowered the school mark in the 200 free, winning the event in 140.3, along with lowering his meet record in the 100 free, which he won in 45.2. Sophomore Matthew Jordan won the 500 free and also the 100 fly, and both kids were in on two winning Panther relay teams, the 200 medley and 400 free relay. So a big afternoon for both of those Panthers, Finnerty and Jordan. Meanwhile, senior David Bright won the 100 back and swam a leg on the winning Cougar 200 free relay. And junior Sean Stafford won the diving for Bloomington North. Meanwhile, South freshman Mackenzie Luz won the 200 IM in a new meet record of 2 minutes 10.1. Also won the 100 back, and sophomore Selena German, a double winner as well in the 1 and 200 frees, and both completed four event win days with legs on the 2 and 400 free relays for the South girls. Senior Courtney McKean, a new school record in diving, 308 points off the 1 meter. North senior Brooke Calvin won the 100 back in new meet record time of 109.5 and swam a leg on the winning 200 medley relay. 8th ranked Bloomington South, the Panthers of J.R. Holmes, that winning streak out to 10 straight. 12-2 is the overall mark to start the week with a weekend sweep of both Martinsville and Franklin Central. Freshman Chance Cole had a 28-point weekend in those two wins. Edgewood got 22 from Cole Craddock in the black and blue trophy game against Owen Valley. Edgewood split its games, winning over Owen Valley, losing to Martinsville. North lost to Terre Haute South on Saturday night. They start the week 12-4. And senior Morgan Bibbins had a 15-11 double for Larry Winners. The South girls win again, this one on the road at Evansville Bossy. They start the week 10-6. Edgewood beat Owen Valley to start the Mustang sweep of the black and blue rivalry on Friday night. Edgewood 11-10. North starts its week 2-18. David Glass, start your week within the zone and your phone calls tonight at 6 o'clock.
And a busy day over in Columbus yesterday, Joe. The Hoosiers brought their offense and shot it really well, but there's more than corn in Indiana, and there's more to basketball than just putting the ball in the bucket.
Yeah, lost, didn't pack its defensive package and had no stops whatsoever. It got tight, 56-50, and then D'Angelo Russell hit those back-to-back triples.
The best player on the court, Joe. You can't lose him for two possessions.
Well, they totally wide open. And,
yeah, that's the problem.
You know, Jayshon Tate spun by Nick Zaitsloff and went right down the middle, uncontested, for a two-hand slam, and he was, hell to put up with in the second half as he scored 14.
He was 9 of 10, and his only miss, he got an offensive rebound.
Yeah,
and
he was 14 of his 20 points in the second half, but 26 points off of those 15 mistakes, and despite, like you said, you put it well, the shoe was on the other foot the other night. Indiana shoots the blazing numbers offensively. Maryland shoots respectable, gets beat, and the same thing happened to the Hoosiers, where they yielded 75% shooting in the second half and 62%, a new season high for the Buckeyes for the ball game.
Yeah, not a lot of those were 18-foot jump shots either,
no,
Joe.
No.
The Hoosiers, though, get right back into it. Purdue on Wednesday night. The Boilermakers had a big win on Saturday. They beat Iowa in Mackey Arena, so they're flying high. Their confidence is high. That was Ohio State's first win over a team ranked in the top 50 in America, Joe.
Yeah.
So the Big Ten is upside down and crazy. If you don't believe me, last night it took Des Wells' tip-in with 1.2. What a great individual play that was. Northwestern has lost their last, three
six
games by 4 points? What is it, something ridiculous?
I think it's out to six now, Glass.
They've lost six straight, but the last three have been by 4 points total,
yeah,
as they lose by one last night at Maryland. So they go lead Maryland the whole way on Maryland's home court. Maryland was ranked in the top 10 before the week started.
Yeah.
Northwestern goes on the road and leads them. Go figure that out. Maryland wins the ball game. Wisconsin wins at Michigan on the weekend. On Saturday night, it was a big ESPN game. They win that one. Guess who's got the best record in the last 10 years in the league, Joe?
Wisconsin.
Best road record. There you go.
Yep.
They win games on the road, and that's why they're in the conversation for the conference championship annually. Pacers win last night. They break up their 7-game losing streak. They outscored the Magic 31-14 in the fourth quarter. Damjan Rudits had 18. I said 15. I was wrong.
Oh.
He had 18, career high by a mile and a half.
Man.
And the Pacers limited the Magic to 3 offensive rebounds in the entire game. That's how you win some games on the road in the National Basketball Association. We'll see you at Yogi's tomorrow night. Before we get to that, 8:45 coming up, we will go inside the numbers of the Hoosiers' weekend trip to Columbus. And again, Joe, it seems like when we get a big score out of Yogi, more times than not, we're struggling, because when Indiana is balanced and puts multiple guys in double figures, they're harder to guard. That wasn't the case yesterday, and we just see the level of consistency on the road in the Big Ten has got to be a different animal than playing at home.
Sure does, and we found that out painfully yesterday.
And we did, and hopefully Robert Johnson's knee is not too painful moving forward.
Yeah.
And again, the Hoosiers, no problem putting the ball in the basket, stopping the other team from doing so, has to be the next part of this equation. If they want to be in that conversation, like Wisconsin is annually for winning a championship.
Yeah, because, you know, you got all those 4-3 teams, and it's just like we expected how things were going to fold out, at least for, you know, the first 7-8 games, and that's what we're seeing right now. So you got that right. Road trip and another one next week to Madison. So, you know,
don't forget,
proof in the pudding.
Yeah, don't forget Maryland after that, so it doesn't get it's not getting any quieter. All right, good stuff. We'll get caught up at 8:45. Get that coffee going.
Oh, we got it going.
All right, sounds good, Smitty. Thanks for being
with us. All righty,
bud. Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good morning.
Morning, Margaret.
Safe travels back from Columbus. Sometimes you just fly over it,
and
you'll be fine.
Yeah, we were fortunate to fly and flew over it.
Very good. And sadly for the Hoosiers, the Buckeyes flew by them yesterday afternoon to the tune of 82 points, 75% field goal shooting in the second half. Joe, I'm not sure if I've seen that at this level, period. We thought the Hoosiers had their shooting boots on Thursday night at home to Maryland in their 19-point romp. The Buckeyes gave Indiana a taste of their own medicine. The offense, Joe, isn't the problem. It's the other side of the ball, the turnovers and the defending, and Indiana's going to have to sort those out if they're going to want to contend for a Big Ten championship.
Well, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, and that was no finish after an 8-for-8 shooting start to Sunday's game at the Value City Arena in Columbus against Ohio State. And it didn't take Coach Tom long to tell us in the post game what didn't work. Mistakes with the ball, with spacing and concepts, all costly in that 82-70 loss to the Scarlet and Gray. Indiana had no answer for D'Angelo Russell in the 32 minutes that he played. 22 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds. Jay Sean Tate in the second half, no answer for him. 14 of his 20. The Hoosiers yielded 15 turnovers. The Bucks scored 26 points on those turnovers Sunday. As a matter of fact, caution lights went on in the opening half. The Hoosiers didn't miss a shot and led by only 3 points. 8 of its 11 turnovers the opening half coming into final final 10-plus minutes, and Ohio State had scored 17 points off those mistakes in the opening half. And the shoe was on the other foot Sunday for IU, a little bit different than Thursday night's upset win of 8th-ranked Maryland. Ohio State shot 62% for the game, 75% of the second half. They missed only 6 of the 24 that they put up to the iron. And while Indiana shot 52% for the game, Ohio State held them to no fast break points, the first this season. They fouled only 5 times the second half, as Indiana was only 2 for 2 from the line. Troy Williams and James Blackman Jr., a total of 17 points and 4 rebounds between them, and Williams led the Hoosiers with 5 turnovers. Yogi had 18 of his 26 in the second half, but only Colin Hartman joined him in double figures with 12. Mistakes costly, mistakes that need to be remedied by Wednesday night when the Hoosiers trek up to Mackey Arena for the first of 2 meetings with PU. Elsewhere in the hall on the McCracken court, 6th-ranked Maryland, 84-74 over Terry Moran's crew. They hung tough after a very disappointing loss to Penn State late last week. Maryland, obviously, a possible Final Four team here. They lead the Big Ten. They're unbeaten. They are 8-0. Tyra Buss had 19 points, 6 assists, 3 steals. Alexis Cassian had 18 points and 9 rebounds. Elsewhere, former North Cougar Dylan Anderson set the top mark in the NCAA and second best mark in IU history, winning the heptathlon at Gladstein Invitational over the weekend. 5,564, the final aggregate. Dylan won 5 of 7 events. He was second in 2 others. Lynn Loring's women netters had a perfect weekend out at the tennis center, beating Miami of Ohio and then Western Michigan and Eastern Illinois on Sunday to begin their dual season. Jeremy Wertzman's Hoosier men off to a 2-0 start, and sophomore Matt McCoy out of North, he certainly has had his imprint on a couple of come-from-behind Indiana wins, winning key matches at 4 singles. Barry King's water polo queens finished 1-1, opening up the Hoosier season in the pool of Councilman Billingsley. Indiana beat Marist and Wagner in exhibitions on Saturday, and then came back Sunday and thumped Wagner 13-5, lost to Marist 9-8. And in wrestling, Taylor Walsh and Nate Jackson had the decisions and the wins for Indiana, but they fell short to Michigan 34-6. Dave and Glass in the zone, and your phone calls at 6. A little sports talk on Tuesday before we head to Mackey Arena. Aaron Sauter, the new head football coach of the Indiana Cutters. Basically the same league, but a new name. We'll tell you all about it on Tuesday. And veteran wrestling coach at Bloomington South, Mike Runyon, bringing in his seniors, getting ready for the start of postseason. Bloomington North hosts the sectional starting Saturday. We'll start our conversation. Sports Talk live from Yogi's Tuesday night at 6 o'clock.
And we'll see, Joe, if how the adjustments Indiana will make defensively with the Boilers, with 2 7-footers, big boys, up there in West Lafayette on Wednesday night. And I understand that the Boilermakers have to guard us as well. And the Hoosiers, you can't expect them to shoot, Joe, 52% on the road each time. There's got to be a balance to that game. And the scoring is great, don't get me wrong, but having to score 83 points night in and night out, that's just that's a lot of pressure on the Hoosiers' offense as well.
Well, no question, as I say, too, the turnovers, you know, Indiana was just sloppy from the start, let's face it. And they shot a good percentage, but 2, no fast break points. There was nothing in transition for Indiana. But credit Ohio State. They did a good job there and obviously shot the ball well. Had 2 guys we couldn't deal with in both halves. And Russell, certainly for the game, as he has taken off in these last 2 games. He's only getting better. I mean, he's a big
His worst
player.
Game of the year was when he played here.
Yeah, he's a big-time player.
At 33 the other night at Northwestern. He had, 27 before that at Minnesota?
Thought Trimble was good, but Russell's...
He's a more complete player.
Russell's
he's
a
big,
little bit over him.
He's got an NBA body.
Yes, he
And
does.
Speaking of Trimble in Maryland, Trimble's last-second three-pointer misses as Maryland
and
trailing Northwestern.
Guess who was there?
Mr. Glue.
Yeah.
Des Wells tips it in with 1.2 left.
How about that?
Northwestern blew an 11-point... Northwestern was up 63-52 with 3:45 to go on the road at Maryland and couldn't close it out. So the Terrapins, after Indiana smacked them around on Thursday night, did not get the wake-up call. They are still in second place by themselves. Wisconsin beat Michigan Saturday in overtime at Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
The Bucky Badgers lead the league. We'll see them a week from Tuesday in Madison. Joe, great stuff as always. We appreciate your time. We'll see you tomorrow night live at Yogi's with Rasslin and the new Cutters football coach and league. We'll take care of all that tomorrow night.
We'll do that. You have a great week.
Have a wonderful week, Joe.
A wonderful week, Margaret.
Thank you.
Joe Smith joins us every Monday morning, Friday mornings, and mornings after IU basketball. So it means we'll check in with Joe Thursday morning as well when they get back from hopefully a victorious trip to Mackey.